Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. My name is Jim Gullickson, and sitting across from me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
It's nice to have you here. Marnie is the research manager at the center. And we also have a very special guest with us today, the interim executive director of the State Arts Board for Minnesota. And her name is Sue Jens. It's nice to have you here, Sue.
It's nice to be here. Thank you.
We are talking today about arts and the economy and how the two go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. And so I'm curious about how the arts acts as perhaps an economic booster, mm-hmm. if you will, mm-hmm. And how if there is any data that the Arts Board has to share about how the arts improves the overall economy of the state.
Sure. Well, there is, and we often talk about economic impact and economic development, and I always think of that as the tip of the iceberg, because we talk about the numbers, we talk about the dollars, but to step back from that just for a second, I don't think that's the most important value that the arts provide. That what they really do, what they're really meant to do, is to help us understand ourselves and one another more, so they have a really important role to play in community development. There's a lot of studies being done that show that arts training helps students do better in school. Their SAT scores are higher. There's brain research that says we think better and our memories improve through arts training. So we like to talk about all of the aspects, but having digressed, let me get back to economic impact, because it is important. It is important, but it's just one aspect of the many things that the arts do for the state of Minnesota. A few years ago now, maybe 2 years ago, a study was done in collaboration with an organization in Washington, D.C. It was done here in the state by Minnesota Citizens for the Arts and the 11 regional arts councils. It was called Arts, a Driving Force. And it tried to measure the impact of arts organizations spending, artists, and then their audiences. So factoring all three of those things together. And the news that we all knew anecdotally but finally had in hard numbers is that the economic impact is about $1 billion in the state of Minnesota each year. And again, that's a combination of what an arts organization spends, but also what an artist spends and what the audience members may spend if they go out to dinner or if they park or if they stay overnight in a hotel as part of their arts experience. And of that amount of money, they sort of parsed it out, and they realized in the research that of that $1 billion, about $94 million of government revenue is generated, either local sales tax or state sales tax, fees, those sorts of things. And so there's both private and public economic gain based on the arts activities that are going on in the state of Minnesota.
And that's a significant number of dollars, too.
It is.
Thanks, Marnie Werner, and thanks to Sue Jens, who is the Interim Executive Director of the State Arts Board. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. Thanks for joining us.